Quiz 2, Part A.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what has been said. Listen carefully and decide which of the four choices is the best answer to the question you've heard.
1. How's the class going, Ted? Are you learning to swim well?
Slowly, but surely.
What does Ted mean?
2. How much weight are you trying to lose?
About 10 kilos. I used to weigh 53 kilos before, but now if I can just get down to 58 kilos, I'll be happy.
How many kilos does the woman weigh now?
3. How do you like the book Professor Brown recommended to us?
It's not easy, but it's well worth reading.
What does the man say about the book?
4. Fasten your seatbelt, please, sir.
Of course. Are we going to land soon?
Where does this conversation take place?
5. It really doesn't make sense to spend much money on clothes, don't you think?
Right, especially when the styles change so often.
On what do the two speakers agree?
6. What are you reading, Betty?
Oh, I'm trying to work out what caused the earthquake in Mexico in 1985.
What sort of book is Betty most likely reading?
7. Hello, Tim. Do you go to work on bike every day?
Yes. I've tried fruit diet to reduce my weight, but the doctor says exercise is more effective at my age.
How's Tim trying to lose weight?
8. Could you give me a ride to the Museum of Modern Art on your way to office?
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to office today. You might ask Linda. She's leaving around 8:30.
What does the woman mean?
9. Have you called John to come and fix the TV set?
I tried reaching him again and again, but it seemed his phone was out of order.
Why couldn't the woman get John to come?
10. Do you mind closing the door? Our next-door neighbors are making so much noise.
Do I mind? I'd be happy to.
What does the man mean?
Part B.
Directions. In this part, you'll hear a passage 3 times. When it is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. Then listen to the passage for the second time and fill in the blanks numbered 11 to 17 with the exact words you've just heard. For blanks numbered from 18 to 20, fill in the missing information. You can either use the exact words you've just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, check your answers when the passage is read for the third time.
A superstar usually is someone who has become famous in sports or films or popular music. Someone like Michael Jackson. In the middle 1980s, Michael Jackson made a record album called Thriller. It quickly became the most popular recording in the history of music, and it made Michael Jackson a superstar. The word super means something that is extremely good. And of course, a star means a person who is famous. So people use superstar to describe the top people in sports, acting, and music. One of the most famous sports superstars in the United States was a boxer named Muhammad Ali. As a young man, he won a gold medal in the Olympics as a boxer. Then he became the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Before long, he was known as one of the most famous boxers in sports history. Muhammad Ali claimed when he became the world champion that he was more famous than the President of the United States. He was a true superstar. Everyone knows his name. But like the stars in the sky, a superstar fades from the sight as time passes. Many young people, for example, know little about Muhammad Ali these days. Superstars are loved by millions of people today, but forgotten tomorrow. A superstar usually is someone who has become famous in sports or films or popular music. Someone like Michael Jackson. In the middle 1980s, Michael Jackson made a record album called Thriller. It quickly became the most popular recording in the history of music, and it made Michael Jackson a superstar. The word super means something that is extremely good. And of course, a star means a person who is famous. So people use superstar to describe the top people in sports, acting, and music. One of the most famous sports superstars in the United States was a boxer named Muhammad Ali. As a young man, he won a gold medal in the Olympics as a boxer. Then he became the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Before long, he was known as one of the most famous boxers in sports history. Muhammad Ali claimed when he became the world champion that he was more famous than the President of the United States. He was a true superstar. Everyone knows his name. But like the stars in the sky, a superstar fades from the sight as time passes. Many young people, for example, know little about Muhammad Ali these days. Superstars are loved by millions of people today, but forgotten tomorrow. A superstar usually is someone who has become famous in sports or films or popular music. Someone like Michael Jackson. In the middle 1980s, Michael Jackson made a record album called Thriller. It quickly became the most popular recording in the history of music, and it made Michael Jackson a superstar. The word super means something that is extremely good. And of course, a star means a person who is famous. So people use superstar to describe the top people in sports, acting, and music. One of the most famous sports superstars in the United States was a boxer named Muhammad Ali. As a young man, he won a gold medal in the Olympics as a boxer. Then he became the heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Before long, he was known as one of the most famous boxers in sports history. Muhammad Ali claimed when he became the world champion that he was more famous than the President of the United States. He was a true superstar. Everyone knows his name. But like the stars in the sky, a superstar fades from the sight as time passes. Many young people, for example, know little about Muhammad Ali these days. Superstars are loved by millions of people today, but forgotten tomorrow.
Part C.
Directions. You'll hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you'll hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be read only once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Passage 1.
45 people were made homeless in the fire that destroyed a row of shops on Branch Road yesterday. The damage was estimated at $150,000. Police said nobody was injured during the fire, which lasted about 1.5 hours. The fire started at about 11:50 a.m. at the back of a bakery shop. Within 15 minutes, the shops on either side of the bakery were on fire. Three fire engines rushed to the fire. A victim of the fire, Mr. Green, said, "I left home at 10 a.m., and when I returned, I was shocked to see my house on fire." Another victim of the fire, Miss Wright, said, "I was out for a cup of tea and returned to see my house on fire. The fire was so strong that we could not save anything. All we could do was stand and watch."
Questions 21 to 23 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 21. Who was injured during the fire?
Question number 22. At what time were the shops on either side of the bakery on fire?
Question number 23. Which of the following statements is true? Passage 2. This is an SOS Children's Village. The letters SOS stand for Save Our Souls, which means please help us. An SOS Children's Village gives help to children who have lost their parents. In Europe, many people died during the Second World War. As a result, at the end of the war, there were many homeless children there. A man called Hermann Gmeiner wanted to help these children. His idea was simple. He wanted the orphans to have a home, and he wanted them to have the care and kindness of parents. Gmeiner asked people to give him some money. With money, he built the first SOS Children's Village, at last, in Austria. It opened in 1949. This is how the first SOS Children's Village started. Hermann Gmeiner's idea for helping orphans soon spread all over the world. By 1983, there were 170 SOS Children's Villages in the world. People in many countries give money to help the villages. Today, the children from the first villages have grown up, and some of them are working in other SOS Children's Villages. In SOS Children's Villages, orphans live in family groups. There are several houses in each village. The biggest villages have 40 or 50 houses. 7 to 10 children live in a house. A woman lives with each group of children and looks after them. She gives the children a lot of love and kindness. She cooks for them and makes a comfortable, happy home for them.
Questions 24 to 27 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 24. What did the letters SOS originally stand for?
Question number 25. When and where did the first SOS Children's Village open?
Question number 26. How did the first SOS Children's Village get started?
Question number 27. Which of the following cannot be inferred from the passage?
Passage 3.
Agnes Miller was one of the earliest leaders of the women's liberation movement in the United States. She was born on a farm in Missouri in 1892 and had a very happy life as a child. She was the only daughter and the youngest child of five. Her parents and her brothers always treated her as their favorite. In 1896, the family moved to Chicago. 3 years later, they moved back to St. Louis, where Agnes spent the rest of her childhood. She enjoyed her years in school and was an outstanding student of mathematics. She also was quite skillful as a painter. It was when Agnes went off to college that she first became aware that women were not treated as equals. She didn't like being treated unequally, but she tried not to notice it. After graduating from college, she tried to get a job in her major field, physics. She soon found it was almost impossible for a woman. Agnes spent a full year looking for a job. Finally, she gave up in anger. She began writing letters of protest to various newspapers. An editor in New York liked her ideas very much and was especially impressed with her style of writing. He asked her to do a series of stories on the difficulties women had in finding a job. Agnes traveled to several large cities to write stories about them. Her articles began to appear in more and more newspapers. She decided to write a book in support of women's liberation. The book became a bestseller. Although she never saw full equal rights for women, she never gave up her fight, and she showed many other women the way to continue to fight. Questions 28 to 30 are based on the passage you've just heard.
Question number 28. Where did Agnes Miller spend her childhood?
Question number 29. What subjects was Agnes Miller good at in school?
Question number 30. Which of the following statements about Agnes Miller is not mentioned in the passage?
This is the end of quiz 2.